Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B Podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best is when to be concise and when to end. And here we go. Question number one, in a couple sentences, who are you? What do you do?
Hey, my name is Ryan Walsh. I'm partner at Hard Money Bankers of New Jersey. I'm a hard money lender, so I give out money to people and businesses that are looking to do fix and flips, or maybe they're trying to buy and hold rental properties. On those big projects that needs big rehab, we just give out money to them. So I sell money for a living, basically.
Love it. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
The best thing about working businesses is how direct everyone is, just like your podcast here. You're direct, you're fast, you're right to the point. That's what working with businesses is like. And that's what I love. It's all about the money, the numbers, just easy. I like it.
Absolutely. Bonus question, do you have any kids? Because I don't care.
Not yet.
Now they're there. Question number three. I'm hearing from other top executives that getting from decision makers is a challenge. What are your thoughts?
So, I have a lot of experience on that in terms of working at big corporations and also small companies. It's only a challenge if you don't know what you want. If you do know what you want and you are confident in what it is you're looking for, the right people will come in front of you. That's how it is. If you're selling something that maybe isn't that needed, you know, it's going to be a challenge. But if you have the right topic for the right group, the right people at the right time, you will get in front of those people.
Okay, let's get to question number four. What advice do you share with other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
Yeah, so always be direct and always be transparent. Time is more than just money, because time is so valuable when you're dealing with people who, you know, money's not essentially everything when you're dealing with people in that area. Time is more important than money to us. So it is so valuable that you are spending our time wisely, which means you want to be direct and you want to be transparent and you want to avoid the BS. I don't know where those stipulations come from that, I can lie about this and get my way through it. No, that's how you're going to get to a dead end every time, especially when you're talking to an expert. I do see myself as an expert in my field. That's why I'm successful in what I do. So when somebody comes to me and they have a good deal, they have a good business proposition, I can see that very quickly. I mean, I'm literally making $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 decisions in the matter of the first 30 seconds of talking to somebody. I'm not really talking about first impressions, because it's okay. Maybe you're not great at communicating. But if your numbers are wrong, or I catch you somehow, your story's off in what you're telling me, you know, I'm knocking this off of you and I'm about to kill the deal. But if you're honest, transparent, I mean, I have people who tell me, I've never done a deal. I have no money. I've never done this before. I'd rather work with that person than somebody who comes to me and says, this property is worth $500,000. I take a look at it. It's worth $100,000, right? So right. Honesty is so important. Being transparent and direct is definitely what I love about the B2B world and what I recommend.
Perfect. Let's get to question number five. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
I'd probably say Mike McCann in the realtor world. Great guy. One of the biggest realtors in the nation. And he's an awesome dude to talk to. And then in terms of on the lending side, I got my partners down in Maryland. I got Jay and Chris. Awesome guys. They know the business better than anyone. They're the ones who taught me alongside my partner, Ian. So I would give shout outs to them. If you can get your hands on them, they have just endless information and they're just really awesome to talk to.
Awesome. I'll look them up when we're done here. Question number six, most important question of the podcast. There we go. Ryan, tell me about your first time. Your first sale.
So my first sale, all on my own without any partners, you know, helping me through it. I pretty much hit the lottery, which I didn't realize at the time, but now looking back on it, realize it. For those who aren't in the real estate world, basically I did a deal for $30,000 on a property that was worth $200,000. So I basically had this ginormous, no risk loan to give out. So that was the best loan I've ever done. And it was also my first loan. And then also when I went there to inspect the property, it was also the scariest time I had inside a property. So I thought somebody was in it, but it turned out it was just a squirrel. And just like a movie, when it pans out, you know, you think it's about a giant monster. It's just this little critter. And I did actually scream during my first inspection.
I love it there. So, Ryan, you know how 4 minutes and 18 seconds left. Promo time, Ask me a question, talk about the weather, or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we can end early. Go.
Sounds good, Bob. So hardmoneybankers.com, we are known for closing our deals in 24 hours. So that's pretty unheard of if you're in the lending world. We're only in New Jersey, PA, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia area. So we are local lenders. That's how we're able to do what we do. We know our markets very well inside and out. So feel free to send me an email of the address, purchase price, rehab cost to Ryan, R-Y-A-N, at hardmoneybankers.com. Phone number 201-345-1036. That's my direct cell. Pick up anytime. I think that's the good promos there. Fast, easy to work with. So we're all set there. Bob, tell me, how have things been for you during the coronavirus? Have things been better, worse, same? What do you
think? Well, actually, most of the time I've been telling people to stop talking about it because every single podcast for a while they wanted to say about it, coronavirus, coronavirus, coronavirus. I got sick of it there. But I'll tell you right now, business is doing better.
If I could echo everything you just said, 100%. I hate it when people talk, I'm done with it, I'm over it, and business is better.
Hey, you're the one who said it. I'm going to blame you for that.
I'm totally my fault. I apologize.
Hey, don't worry about it there. You pulled it off. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your Love website, it. Say it.
www.hardmoneybankers.com.
In the description, it's magic. There we go. Ryan, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you, Bob. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. I am Bob Clark. Y'all have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Take care.